Hey y'all, you are listening to The Neighborhood, where we get all up in your business, talking about self, family, friends, and finances. For now, this is not a conversation about romantic relationships because we are minding our own business. That's right, but trust and believe, once we get that straight, the rest will follow. You know me. I'm your nosy neighbor, Inertia Justice. So go get your coffee, your tea, your favorite red, or whatever it is you're sipping on, child, and let's chat. Today, we're talking about emotional independence. But before we do, I just want to make sure that we're clear. I know we say it all the time, we're minding our own business, but the reason we're doing this is because life can be a harmful place. Some of us had hard childhoods. Some of us had difficult adolescence, teenage years. Some of us are just realizing that we're adults and haven't quite figured out what our thing is. Others are just here for the drinks, and that's fine. But we've heard it, we've said it. I'm working on me, I'm doing me. Most of the time, this follows a bad breakup or a lack of love interest. But are you working on yourself? Sure, it's important to give yourself some time after a breakup to repair whatever has been broken. And it's true that time heals all wounds, but not if you keep pouring on the salt. And the salt is poured on if you are simply locking yourself away from life and not gaining any peace of mind or sense of self-fulfillment. So here we are, back at the topic, emotional independence. Let's define it. Emotional independence refers to a state of mind in which we are self-sufficient and very less likely to be affected by the emotional environment around us or emotional people around us. It's when we understand that other people have the right to feel the way they feel without our permission or comprehension or intervention. That's right. People can just not like you. And you can just not care. People can have bad days and you don't have to fix it. You can have bad days and people don't have to come to your aid. An emotionally independent person doesn't care about how others feel about them because they know it only matters how they feel about themselves. Sure, there's millions of things about you that are great. And still, people don't have to like you. In the neighborhood, we're here so that we learn to like ourselves and appreciate those millions of great things we have going on. Okay. Now, I need you to keep up on this one because there's a lot of connections that we're going to make. Remember last week, we were talking about the way you feel about your child is linked to the way you felt while the child was being conceived. Well, here's another connection. The way you raise your child is based on your emotional independence. Can you support them as they learn themselves? That will depend on whether you are able to support yourself as you grow. If your child started learning an instrument and stopped, said it wasn't for them, how do you respond? Do you force them to practice even if they say they don't love it? Do you deny them an opportunity for a different instrument next time because they didn't finish practicing this one? Do you let them pick something else and try again? Whichever answer you chose, if it wasn't somewhere around the last one, you are emotionally dependent. And you are creating emotionally dependent children. Can your child hurt, cry, or feel sad, as people sometimes do, without your permission? That will depend on whether you can feel your feelings without needing permission. If you've ever said, "Why am I crying? This don't make no sense," unless you're pregnant or going through menopause, just feel your feelings. And remember that tears cleanse the soul. You don't need permission to cry. You don't need a reason to feel sad. If you feel it, you just feel it. Here's another example. Your teenager breaks up with a significant other and cries for hours. What do you do? Ask them if they want to talk about it. Go out, buy special things to cheer them up. Tell them it was the other person's loss. If you didn't start by asking them if they wanted to talk about it, you may be emotionally dependent and creating emotionally dependent children. I know what you're saying. Ice cream fixes everything. Truth is, it fixes it for you. Give them space to decide how they want to respond to their own hurt and sadness. Of course, if you notice that they aren't pulling themselves out of it, you go in and you assist. But you have to give them the chance first to manage their own emotions. Can you teach them how to learn from their mistakes and forgive themselves? Well, that'll depend on if you're able to learn from your mistakes and forgive yourself. How do you learn from mistakes? You take ownership of your part and you see what you can do differently next time, but you be gentle with yourself. You forgive yourself for making the mistake. Life is full of mistakes. The important thing is how you recover. They say the wise man learns from his mistakes and the even wiser man learns from the mistakes of others. I would like to add that the best ones focus on their recovery and then they do it quickly and completely. You know, this is not just about your children. Emotionally dependent people feel obligated to everyone's emotions except their own. So consumed with others, emotionally dependent people oftentimes have underlying emotional baggage that they keep packing by being over-involved in other people's issues. It's like that video that I saw with the little girl in the back seat struggling with her seatbelt. Her mom is completely twisted up trying to reach over that seat and help this little girl with the seatbelt. But the little girl looks at her and says, "Mom, I can do it. Worry about yourself. Worry about yourself." And I think you can see the pattern here. Just like we say, once you get yourself straight, the rest will follow. Trust me, if you're a parent, you've messed up something. At some point, you've gotten it wrong. But guess what? Parents are people. It was a mistake. Forgive yourself. Recover. We all know that as people, we are not 100%. We are all learning as we go. And if you can be gentle with yourself, you'll be gentle with your children and the people around you. You know, they say charity starts at home and then it spreads abroad. The only way any of this works is if you are emotionally independent. Okay, so how do we become? Okay, how do we become emotionally independent? It's a good question, and I'm glad you asked. The first step is to acknowledge that you're not emotionally independent. So we're good there. The next step is to start unpacking your emotional baggage by journaling. It's a good way to get things out. You can start writing as though you're telling someone your life, from your very first memory to your next memory to the next memory and so on. Or you can simply start from today. And tell the journal about your day, what happened, how you felt, what you want to do tomorrow, and then you follow up in the journal every day. Just get used to telling your story because you'll start to see if your life is about you or if it's about other people. It has to be about you. Journaling is a good way to get things out, but you also have to have things added to you. Something that reminds you of your strength and your wisdom. Something that reminds you to let it go. And for those who struggle with emotional codependency, They may have developed defense mechanisms that keep them from seeing where this baggage is and what this baggage is. So you may need to work with a counselor to help you explore those areas that you will not allow yourself to address. Those areas that you have hidden, suppressed, and ignored, because those ignored things collect over time and creates emotionally codependent people. So if you don't feel comfortable speaking to some counselor, I have a great app that you can download that'll give you step-by-step, day-by-day instructions or opportunities to untangle the knots of your selflessness. And while we're here, let's talk about selflessness. It is not as admirable as you may think. God made you. He gave you talents. He loves you. And when you neglect yourself, you are being ungrateful to the gift that is your life. It is through you that he wants to reach other people. And how can he do that if you don't care about yourself? So I had to say that. But the app is called Sanity and Self, and they're not even sponsoring me for shouting them out. And that's something I got to follow up on my own. But I need you to have this information. It's an app. It's called Sanity and Self. It helps you sort through any kind of issues that you may have. They have some for people that suffered abuse when they were small. It has people that are going through breakups. It has people that are has chats for people that are just trying to find a sense of themselves. It's a great app. You should download it. Well, I'm going to leave it there. Thank you for joining me today. And I'm going to see you next Friday when we talk about See Something, Say Something. I'm so glad you came to visit me this week. The neighborhood is better because you're in it. So make sure you subscribe to the podcast. Follow me on everything. Facebook, Instagram, Twitter. It's Inertia Justice everywhere. If you love the show, please heart it, like it, check it. Save it, download it, whatever. Bring a friend. You know I love you more.